And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. That ought to be the Butters. That might be one of your best songs. That's When the Wheels Touch Down. So, you know, aviation thing. Just say it.
Yeah, that's appropriate. good job to Boomer. He put the show together.
He did. The Boomer picks our bumps, and he's got a batch of good ones in there. In fact, some of them are so good I have to just kind of let them play for a second just to enjoy them and then kick back in. By the way, the Boomer and McQueen are on vacation, so Butters is the dude running the show right here, and we appreciate you. Thank you, man.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that you let your guys go have a little vacation. That's good for
them. Oh, you're assuming I let it happen? No, absolutely. It's well earned, and I think they've got. In fact, I'm not mistaken. And I've known Boomer's family like almost all of his life, right? And so it's very cool that we're working together now. But he's down there. I think it's the grandparents, his brother, all the grandkids. I mean, this is like big doings at the beach. They're probably going to come home needing a vacation from their vacation.
So I probably shouldn't tell you this, but he said he didn't even take a computer. That's
what he's supposed to do.
He's disconnected.
He's got to disconnect.
Good on him. Yeah. It makes me reflect on whether I could even do that.
That also means if you need help with something, he ain't there to help you right now.
Hey, we're all good.
You are good. Thank you, bro. So, hey, the show is already active on text lines. I mean, you guys, come on, text it on in if you want to. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And I'll get a few of these right now. Kevin from Hartsel, by the way, reminded me this is Taco Tuesday. That's what we need. That's right. We call it Taco Tuesday. We don't have a sound effect for that. I see you scanning the buttons. We don't have a sound effect for Taco Tuesday. Maybe we get something like, you know, Viva la Andale or something. I forget what. But Taco Tuesday. I dig it. Scott from Somerville, regarding Jamal Bowman, says the congressman ought to be arrested and charged with creating a false alarm. I have a story on that. I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. But I do not disagree. Or at least, you know what? At least put the fear in him. Jeremy from Huntsville said, that might be the best monologue I've heard from you. Loved it. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that very much. James from Harvest is checking on our uploads of our podcast. We're getting it worked out. That was just a tech issue. And I pointed out the tech is on vacation, but we're getting it resolved. John from Huntsville says, Butters, press that home fry sound effect like a pro. Then he said, nice monologue too, by the way. So there you go. You press that button like a pro, dude.
Far more impressed with the monologue than the home fries, but I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
He's such an encourager.
John is our encourager in chief. Yes, very often he is. He's also the guy that'll tell you though, if your grades don't match up, I've been known to get the occasional B minus.
Oof.
Yeah. It's hard.
Does he grade on a curve?
I don't think so. But I do think it's subjective. Let's put it that way. Mm. All right. So I've got a brand new texter in the system who calls himself Scale Man from Decatur who sent me a YouTube link. So listen, bro, I can't open up YouTube links and just watch them and then comment on them. So I'll take it for granted that you say it's the dumbest politician ever. Maybe it is. I can't see it, though. But glad you're in the text line there, Scale Man from Decatur. Jeff from Indiana. Say, Phil, I laugh at cowboys. I always rode bareback on draft horses. Says, pay no attention to the plaid pants. My mom is a Kentuckian. I don't know what the plaid pants means, but okay. Oh, the picture. He sent a picture. Oh, this is a picture of Jeff from Indiana as a kid riding bareback on a horse wearing plaid pants because I'm going to go ahead and guess that's the 70s. That is got to be the 70s. Can you see that picture?
I can.
That is, Ked's tennis shoes and the plaid pants. Dude, right now, plaid pants, they may be coming back in. Hang on to them. Brian from Huntsville, Boomer McQueen are on vacation because they lost a top spot in pick'ems to John. Nice. And then he goes and talks about the monologue. He says, love it. Hooah, all caps. Air Force and Army. Said, I love those things. I guess he talked about the A-10. I love those things at Reforger exercises. They added confidence to the ground forces. They do. And I'm hating the fact that the Air Force has finally gotten their wish and they're getting rid of the A-10. It looks like they're phasing them out. I mean, they fly impressively slow because they're there for ground support. But what?
Oh, I mean, first off, don't count the A-10 out.
No, it's like a Terminator, man. It keeps coming back. The Army might adopt it.
But, I mean, that's a great conversation in sole purpose-built aircraft. Like the F-22, it's just phenomenal at what it's designed to do.
Something about it is just beastly, with those huge jet engines sticking out the back. And that minigun coming out the front.
And as a Prowler guy, I'll always love working with somebody that flew slower than I did.
Gary from Decatur says, methinks there's much more to the fire alarm than we will ever know. I am with you, Gary. JT from Lacey Springs says, monologue, always inspired by ones who diversify their life, not rutting into a single lifestyle. There you go, JT. Shelton from Harvest says, absolutely fantastic monologue. Thank you, Shelton. Appreciate you, man. And then Ken from Harvest once again says, Taco Tuesday, get the audio of the dog saying, yo queso, Taco Bell. You know what? We may have to do it. I think it was Yo Quiero Taco Bell, though. Doesn't matter. We may have to find a sound effect. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back, kicking off with Chuckleheads. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, all you Right Side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show. Whew, it goes like way down south to Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, so let me just tell you real quickly, there's some breaking news, and I say breaking, it's not like it's happened in the last minute, but it's still ongoing right now as we speak. The House vote on whether or not to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House is under debate right now on the House floor. And it's televised on Fox. They're live streaming it. CNN was televising it live stream, but they've got to quickly rush over there to talk about something about Trump. So they, you know, that's CNN. But nonetheless, right now as we speak. So here's what happened just a little while ago, in the machinations of the moment. Matt Gaetz brought his motion. It's called the motion to vacate the chair. Is the formal name given for trying to oust the speaker? Motion to vacate the chair was brought up. They had to pass a resolution. Basically, it's a vote of the body to allow it to be considered. It did pass for consideration. And then there was an immediate motion to table. The motion to table has failed, which is interesting. And I don't know why this would be, but it's interesting that the motion to table has failed, which might indicate that Kevin McCarthy has a little more trouble here than we expected. Or it may be, I'm giving you the opposite side here, it may also be because what they're looking at is the possibility of a procedural opportunity to quash this thing forever and ever, amen. So Steve Scalise just got up and spoke, I believe, in favor of McCarthy, and now Gaetz is back up. Gaetz is allowed to debate. Basically, Gaetz is allowed to do counterpoint over and over and over again. And he's, anticipation was that he kind of stood on his own, that there was not a great groundswell of momentum behind Matt Gaetz's motion to oust the chair or to vacate the chair. However, the fact that we got through the procedural hurdles and the motion to table does indicate this thing has a little bit more legs, I think, than what we were seeing before. So there's that. Other breaking news, what you got, bud? You got something?
I was just going to ask, so what's the so what for me and having to go spend $20 on a carton of eggs and a gallon of milk? Like, what's the so what of all of this?
Well, the so what right now is we're $33 trillion in debt, and more conservative members of the body believe that what you've got is a speaker who said, I'll be different than Nancy Pelosi, and yet all they've done is pass a continuing resolution of Nancy Pelosi's budget. So the I get the angst, and I also get the idea that the conservative members of the body and most of the Republican caucus wanted to have funding built into the CR that would have protected the southern border and yet not send more money to Ukraine right now. And they got it passed without either one. So they got it passed without Ukraine, but they got it also passed without adding anything for the southern border. So, and then they also got it passed with a just basically a continuance in the resolution of Nancy Pelosi's budget. Gotcha. So Nancy Pelosi's budget is the reason why your eggs cost so much.
Mm. All right.
There you go.
Gotcha.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Proud to serve. All right. So let's jump on in here. I have a confession to make. I have a confession. I'm going to go ahead and make this in front of all y'all. All God's children get to hear me make a confession. I pulled a fire alarm once. I did. I thought it'd be a hoot. I was not a congressman. I was not wearing a suit. It was not an insurrection moment in my mind as I tried to impede the flow of government. It was not. I was a 19-year-old knucklehead in college, and I thought it would be funny for my girlfriend that I was dating at the time if I pulled the fire alarm right as we left the building. Whoop, whoop. Well, obviously I wasn't dating Charlene then because that would not have impressed her. The girl that I was dating at the time thought it was funny. So did campus security, who was right outside the building when I exited the door.
Nice.
So what I'm telling you...
Bad head work.
What I'm telling you is there's no mugshot. There's no mugshot. There's no criminal record. There were no charges filed. But I'm going to tell you right now, I got taken to the campus security station. We were leaving for Christmas break, 19 years old, complete just knucklehead, and they've got me at campus security, and I thought my airborne instructors were rough, you know. I thought the drill sergeant that I had at basic was rough. No, I'm pretty sure I learned things about my family heritage that I didn't know existed while I was at the campus security station for about a good 20 or 30 minutes. That's all it was. It was 20 or 30 minutes of, don't you understand what you just did? No. Don't you understand what just happened? We had to turn the fire trucks around because they answer to the system. Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that. Well, of course you didn't, because you're a blankety, blankety, blank, blank. You know, and then it went on like that just, you know, for several minutes. And I'm just, and meanwhile, my best buddy, who may be listening to the show right now, George, I'm confessing. You don't have to tell anybody else. I'm just confessing. But anyway, George is out in the car, and he's like sitting there waiting, wondering, do I drive home alone? What is happening right now? And finally, the guy looks at me, he goes, ah, blankety blank, it's Christmas. Get out of my office. Yes, sir. That's took off at that point. So I have been there, but not like this. Mm. I would like to point out that I was a 19-year-old knucklehead doing something that I also knew was wrong, by the way, and doing something that I got called on the carpet for and didn't try to make excuses because the guy said, did you blankety blank? Yes, sir. Mm. But now we got a different story. Now we got the one that you would like to believe couldn't possibly happen because he's a vaunted member of Congress. Oh, yes. Representative Jamal Bowman, Democrat from New York. Community activist and former principal of a middle school. And you got to know, as a middle school principal, he probably had fire drills. I feel certain he had to have coordination with local authorities and understand the import of what happens when someone sounds the alarm. Don't you know, at some point in his career that led him to the point of being in the administrative position of being a principal of a school, that Representative Jamal Bowman probably at some point had some kid who pulled a fire alarm. Probably. At the very least, the alarm probably went off for some reason in the chemistry lab or something. Don't you know that the dude probably understood what a fire alarm does? And don't you know, here's the funny thing. Don't you know that Jamal Bowman, whether it be a fire alarm or spitballs, or, you know, somebody doing something in the girls' locker room or something, that Jamal Bowman probably at any given time during a regular workday had some other knucklehead kid standing in front of his desk begging to be let out of a disciplinary action. Don't call my dad. Don't call my mom. I won't do it no more. Don't you know that there were probably any number of times when he looked him in the eye and he could just tell they were lying through their teeth. Boy, don't you come in my office and try and tell me your dog ate your homework. You and I both know that dog didn't eat no homework. And I guarantee you, he could look him in the eyes. And yet, have you seen the imagery of Jamal Bowman on camera addressing the issue? Y'all, it was the look of every kid who ever stood in front of his desk and tried to avoid a paddling. You could see it in his eyes. Oh, I don't understand what the big deal is. I mean, you know, I'll be honest with you. I'm a little confused. And I thought that if I pulled that, it might help open the door. I was confused by why the door was closed. And I pulled that thinking it would help me open the door. Yeah, that's why it says fire on the fire alarm. U.S. Representative Gary Palmer from right here in Alabama. Gary Palmer from Alabama has now signed on to a resolution, according to 1819 News, dated today, to expel U.S. Representative Jamal Bowman for pulling a fire alarm to possibly delay Saturday's House vote, because that's what happened, y'all. This was not a moment of, I bumped into it in the hallway and holy cow, I've knocked it loose. No. This was not a, let me try to impress my girlfriend like that cool guy Phil Williams did when he was 19. No. This was a guy who everyone knows the Democrats were trying to force a delay in the passage of a continuing resolution because they were trying to make the Republicans look bad. They wanted the government to shut down on a political basis only so Republicans would have to own it. And what happened? He thought he would slow things down by hitting an alarm. When he did, by the way, they had to vacate the building. Well, our own Alabama Congressman Gary Palmer says, quote, Congressman Bowman's actions on Saturday were unacceptable and illegal. Not only is pulling a fire alarm without cause a crime, but doing so in an attempt to delay a vote is unbecoming of a member of Congress. These actions have no place in Congress, and neither does Jamal Bowman. I fully support his immediate expulsion from Congress and have already co-sponsored legislation to do so. That's one of your Alabama delegations saying, you know what? Off with his head, is what they're saying. Well, we're going to keep talking about this. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come back, and I got to tell you, the other funny thing in this whole, and I'm calling this whole section chucklehead. I was a knucklehead. He's a chucklehead. There's a difference. It's a chucklehead when you make a laughingstock of yourself. It's a knucklehead when you just screw up. It's a chucklehead when everybody's snickering because they know that they've got you and you're trying to get your way out of it. Well, wait till you hear about the things that he issued on a list of talking points for Democrats to address his wrongdoing. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Little stranglehold bump there from Ted Nugent, who's been on our show twice, by the way. So a couple of text messages before I jump back in. And don't forget, by the way, top of the hour, we'll have our buddy Dale Jackson calling in. Mike from Rainbow City just clarified, yes, indeed, the word we were looking for was Yo Quiero Taco Bell, not Yo Queso, because Yo Quiero means I want some Taco Bell, I believe, and Yo queso means I cheese some Taco Bell. So I hot melt some cheese Taco Bell. But anyway, there you go. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you. That's Mike from Rainbow City. Chef Ben from Aniana, CNN, Communist News Network. Indeed, sir. Cameron from Decatur says, don't feel bad about the fire alarm. He says, I got arrested at 19 For refusing to identify myself, I decided the police didn't need to know who I was. I didn't know about the city ordinance. I learned a valuable lesson. Now I have that much more respect and admiration for law enforcement. Yes, indeed. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, you mean you didn't think twice they would open the door when you pulled the alarm? No, that was not my intent. I was literally just being a knucklehead. Brian from Huntsville says, how many times did we have people call in bomb threats from payphones off campus? I have no knowledge of that. Brian, if you have something you want to confess, you know the phone number to the show.
Happened many times when I was in high school.
Yeah, at least. Usually on exam days, too. Crazy how that works out, right? Wiley from Gunnersville says, I was working at Browns Ferry Nuclear Plant in the late 90s when Bring Your Child to Work Day rolled around. One of my coworkers brought his young son of about 5 years old. In a moment that the adults were preoccupied, the youngster spotted a red apparatus on the wall that said lift and pull, and he did. And when the dust settled, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission was not amused.
I'm not sure Bring Your Kid to Work Day is so great.
At a nuclear power plant.
When did he say? Was that the 80s?
That was the 90s.
Oh, the 90s? Yeah. I don't think you should do that today.
Yeah. And everybody wonders how the zombie apocalypse happened. Well, you see, there was this Bring Your Kid to Work Day at the pathogen lab. Oh, man, we're digressing right now. My eyes are watering. By the way, it's Taco Tuesday, and Charlene just texted me and said, you want to pick up tacos on the way home? And I said, sure. So see how that works? Okay, so let's go back to the topic at hand. Chuckleheads. So a knucklehead is what I was and what Cameron from Decatur was when we were 19. All right? So a knucklehead is somebody who screws up, kind of knows they screwed up, but just, you know, deals with the fact that they screwed up. A chucklehead, on the other hand, is somebody who makes the same mistake and then makes it laughably worse as people begin to snicker at their attempts to try and get out of it. Case in point, Representative Jamal Bowman, Democrat of New York. He not only pulled the fire alarm in the House office building, triggering an alert that required his colleagues to have to vacate the building, ostensibly because he thought he was just trying to get out the door and that would help him open it. Like, you know, I don't know, what is that, like the handicapped assist button you hit to get out of the door at Walmart? No. It said fire on it, dude. And by the way, you had to pull it hard enough to break the little glass tube that was, you know, banning it or barring it from closing out. But then he went so far as to have his staff circulate talking points to various other Democrat offices. So in case they got questioned, they would know what to say. What y'all, listen, this is obnoxiously bad. So he issues, let me read you some, I'm going to read some talking points. You ready? These were on an actual memo called Suggested Talking Points disseminated by his office to other Democrats. Number one, it's an extreme reach on the part of MAGA Republicans to assert that Representative Bowman intended to harm or destruct anyone or anything. The exact opposite is true. He was trying to do his job. Okay, that's the tamest of all of them. How about this one? Especially when you're in a rush after Republicans dropped the bill 15 minutes before the vote and the signage on the doors is unnecessarily confusing. Because when it says fire, emergency exit only, that's hard to understand. How about this one? Quote, it's clear that my colleague Congressman Bowman was simply rushing to the floor to cast his vote to prevent a shutdown to support working class families.
Wow.
That's, you know, that's those eggs you were talking about again, Butters. How about this one? House Republicans are obviously trying to distract from the fact that they cannot govern. They nearly shut down the federal government for no reason. Well, they were working trying not to shut down the government. Whether you like the bill or not, that's what their intent was. Then it gets better. Quote, I believe Congressman Bowman, when he says this was an accident, Republicans need to focus instead their energy on the Nazi members of their party before anything else. That one drew some fire. That's the version. That's like when your squad leader tells you to move out and draw fire. That's the guy who stepped out to see if they could sort of recon where the enemy was by being shot at. So that one had to get backtracked. Lastly is this. Here's the quote. We suggest this talking point. Quote, there are multiple insurrectionist supporters in Congress and more who supported the coup and support Trump's big lie. That's what they said to be focused on. Instead, they're focusing on Representative Bowman as an attempt to minimize January 6th. Because, by God, if you can insert Trump in it, it's a talking point. Just saying. And that is jackassery. Thank you so much. Butters is on the button. That y'all, this is why it's a chucklehead, not a knucklehead. Because when you do something this screwy, and then you begin to make a laughingstock of yourself as you try to work your way out of it, you're nothing but like a middle school kid standing in front of the principal's desk claiming the dog ate your homework and begging not to get a paddling. I'm just looking at the whole thing and saying, wow. Well, all right, let's get some unvarnished opinions from our buddy Dale Jackson. I'm pretty sure he's got a few. We'll talk to him about them when he calls in here momentarily. Y'all stay tuned. Right Side Radio, we will be right back.
To Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, the guy for whom you have to blame for all of this, who first recruited me to do anything in radio at all, is on the line right now. Program director, morning show guy at WVNN in Huntsville, Dale Jackson, also writes for Yellowhammer News. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. You're just going to keep throwing that in my face. What a mistake I made.
We have no one to blame but you, Dale Jackson. On you. Hey, let me ask you a question. Would you trust Representative Jamal Bowman to be the principal of your child's school?
Yeah, he seems like a really smart guy. I mean, I look, there before the grace of God go I. How many times have you gone and be like, man, I got to get out of here, and just started pulling fire alarms, like hoping doors would just randomly open? I mean, I think we've all done that. And if you say you haven't, well, then you're just a better guy than Bowman and I.
Well, I just actually confessed on the radio earlier that when I was 19 years old, I thought it would impress the girl that I was dating in college, and I pulled a fire alarm. And I found out pretty quickly when I walked out the door and campus security was standing there. What a mistake I had made.
So, I mean, wait, hold on. That doesn't mean it didn't work. I mean, let's hear the end of the story.
The end of the story was we no longer dated, and I fell in love with somebody who made a lot more sense.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. But I mean, did it work out at all?
No.
Okay, just checking
I barely got released from the security station to be allowed to go home for Christmas. How about that?
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Just thought you're kind of burying the lead here a little bit.
No, I was not burying any lead whatsoever, Dale Jackson. So, all right. So go back to Jamal Bowman. Where does this go, dude? I mean, are they going to bury this thing? Is it going to just fall away and we'll just like forget it happened a week from now?
Yeah, probably. I mean, look, there's really two ways I look at this. You either have a guy who's too stupid to work a door, or a guy who's too stupid to be in Congress. I mean, those are really your only options.
Neither one's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, he's asking you to believe he's an idiot. So, okay, I do. I think you're an idiot. So now what? I mean, like the simple thing to do would have been to say, look, I thought I could delay the vote a little bit by pulling this. It was a stupid thing to do. I throw myself on the mercy of my constituents and the fellow members of Congress. I'm sorry. What can we do to make this somewhat right. That's it. That's the extent of the ability to save yourself in this situation. Anything outside of that, it's just lying. So now he's saying he's willing to lie for whatever reason and whatever will benefit him at this particular moment. And that's where he is.
Well, he's not just willing to lie, because you can look in his eyes and you can see it. Because I said earlier on the show, he was a middle school principal, and you got to know the look on his face right now is what he saw standing in front of his desk on any given day of the week trying to avoid a paddling with kids trying to lie their way out of something. And yet here he is. But he had his office. Did you see the talking points that he had his office issued? I mean, they're laughable, and they even invoke Trump, because somehow or another that always makes things better.
You know, Republicans really drop the ball on this kind of stuff too. Because what they should say is, I mean, this is bad and all, and it's good that you've apologized for saying it, but who are those Nazis you're talking about?
Yeah.
Who are they? Like, can we get some names here? Because, look, if there's Nazis in our ranks, who exactly are you talking about? Like, or are you just invoking Nazis to try to get yourself out of trouble? Because that might be worse, but, like, who are you talking about here, man? Let's have that conversation. Instead, they just, they condemn. They never ask. And, you know, if I was a Democrat, I'd probably say, well, why don't they ask? What are they afraid of?
Well, that's like when I would see debates in Montgomery, and I see it all the time in D.C. too, where they'll say something like, they don't pay their fair share, or we don't fund education fully. And then you want to ask, and I did ask more than once, what is fully? And or what is the fair share you're asking for? Because I don't have an answer. It's a rhetoric piece. It's a pure rhetoric coinage.
And
it's
the same as the, like, when would you be okay with any restrictions on abortion? Like, just give me an answer of some kind. Like, okay, so you're not for up until birth. Okay, we've started there. The day before? But then just start working your way backwards and see if you can get to a point where they will give you an actual answer.
Well, just so you know, though, by the way, the list of talking points that he sent out, they apparently were very well received by the women on The View. Whoopi Goldberg is absolutely in Jamal Bowman's camp, argues that she would have done the exact same thing. I mean, let's be real. I'd have done the same thing, she says, in an impassioned statement. So your thoughts on if you want to. All right. Keep in mind that we have an FCC regulation against language. But your thoughts on Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah, she probably would. I mean, it's not every day that someone says, hey, I'm a low-class piece of garbage, but Whoopi Goldberg says, that's me. So, good for her.
All right, hey, man, let me switch subjects on you real quick. Right now, we are watching the vote count. It's on the screens up here in the studio. The vote is actually being considered right now as to whether or not to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. And it is not going in his favor right now. It's 59 in favor of removal, 45. I mean, it's a long way to go, but it's 59-45. It's been neck and neck. Old boy has not got the votes strongly in his favor. He may pull out, but it'll be close.
Hey, if I'm a Republican, if I'm a Democrat, why let him off the hook? I mean, why? Vote to vacate. Fine, go at it. Let the Republicans slug this thing out for a couple days. We saw how long it took them to figure out who was going to be the speaker the first time. It ended up being Kevin McCarthy. They had those votes, and they said, okay, go for it. And let them do it again. Why not? I mean, if you were a Democrat, well, why would you bail them out?
So who's the I asked Jeff Poore this the other day, too. Who's waiting in the wings? Who's the power broker that has already said, if we get him out of the chair, I'll run for the seat? Or does McCarthy just run for it again?
I've got a dark horse for you.
Oh, here we go. What do you got?
Mo Brooks.
It's okay. All right. Somebody else said that. And I do recall there being some interesting twist in the law that says the speaker does not have to be a sitting member of Congress.
He
Is that
does
right?
not. No, he doesn't. It can be anyone in the country. And so the answer is Mo Brooks.
All right. So just me and you talking, nobody else listening.
Sure.
Have you talked to Mo about this?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I take that back. He'd take that job. I don't think that job would be offered anytime soon.
No, I don't think he would take it if they did offer, to be honest with you.
Oh, come on. Come on. What are you talking about?
Get up there and slap some people around.
Listen to me. I'm going to tell you this, and I always give you a hard time about this. The only person I've ever heard turn something really, really good down was you.
What did I turn down?
A star?
Stop. Okay.
No, I'm telling you, that bothers me about you. It makes me question you sometimes. It really does. It bothers me significantly. I don't know why. It's your life, but I'm still like, what? I don't even know if you remember when you told me that.
Yeah, I remember, and I regret every moment of it.
I was like, what are you doing? Go get it.
Anyway, all right. So, as I sit here breaking out in a sweat, so the bottom line is this. Mo Brooks, Speaker of the House, probably not, but he would get up there and smack some people around. You know he would.
I'd watch. I mean, I'd tune my C-SPAN in. I'd be a fan. Look, to be serious here, this is part of the problem.
Yeah,
really there's no one else saying, I'm next. I mean, who is that? You have no idea. And, you know, I've watched a couple videos. There was a congressman from, where was he from? I want to say he was from Tennessee. And he said one of the reasons he's voting to vacate the chair is because Kevin McCarthy said, I really want to be speaker. It's like, no, this is that's not a reason. That's silliness. So just because the guy says, I want to be speaker doesn't mean he shouldn't be speaker. You want someone that wants that job. And you want someone that can do that job. And look, I get their frustration. I do. But what's the next step? And there is no answer. You got to have someone out there saying, I'm the next guy. Well, until that guy appears, who knows what's going to happen? And if maybe McCarthy steps down or something, I don't know. But still, who's next? And the fact that there isn't a clear answer to that question is the problem.
It is the problem. And I would say that the person in the wings they might go try and recruit would be Byron Donalds. But the thing is, you're going to be looking at a vacuum right now. And the last thing we need in the middle of everything else going on, with 47 days left for a CR to get passed again to fund the government, and an election year coming up, and whatever else you can name, southern border, all of it, the committee hearings, all of it, every bit of it, the speaker's office being vacated is not necessarily ever going to be a good thing, but this might be one of the worst timings ever.
All you have to do is look at what's happening right now. The border is deteriorating. The economy is deteriorating. Apparently, the House's ability to function is deteriorating. The President of the United States is deteriorating. All those things are happening. And the Republicans are like, how do we make this about us? How can we look incompetent? Well, I know. Let's put the leading candidate for president on trial for fraud in New York. But then on top of that, let's have a fight in the House of Representatives over the speakership. Yeah. This will work out.
It's where we are, bro. And right now, the vote is 82 to remove and 77 to not. So
gonna be close.
More to come. All right, Dale Jackson, I appreciate you, man. They
yes,
can
sir.
Find you on WVNN every single morning. And, oh, by the way, he writes for Yellowhammer News, too. So, anyway, you have a great day, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back. I'll get a few text messages and keep track of this vote count. And then coming up here in a few minutes, we'll switch gears to a topic that is a little interesting. Some of you are going to hear some things about military readiness you didn't know. And all of it, I would say, can be seen with 2020 hindsight. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.